The sponsor of this podcast is Nike. Nike provides the most comfortable and durable apparel for all athletic activities. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the History of Barbarians podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Torello, and the topic of talk today is Attila the Hun. Attila, a barbaric ruler of the Huns, lived in Pannonia, a province of the Roman Empire, also known as present-day Hungary. Attila was most influential when he became the leader of the Huns in 445 AD until the night of his death in 453 AD. The exact date is unknown. There are many aspects of Attila's life that are important and have huge effects on history, but the most significant aspects that I have studied so far are Attila's life during his time ruling on the battlefield and in his own home. The features that make Attila so unique was his military, the Huns, his family and personal life, and his fall. These are the topics that we are going to be focusing in on today. A question commonly asked about Attila and his chief military life is, how far did Attila expand the Hunnic Empire during his rule? When he inherited the empire with his brother, the empire stretched from Rhine region to the border of Sasanian Iran, but Attila expanded the empire from central to eastern Europe. Attila's greatest rivals during expansion would have to be the Roman Empire, whom he fought most of his wars with in order to expand and invade. Another question often asked is, how did Attila run his military? Many may not know, but Attila believed his Huns had to obtain certain skills to be successful. Those qualities were loyalty above all, courage, desire, emotional stamina, physical strength, empathy, decisiveness, anticipation, timing, competitiveness, self-confidence, accountability, responsibility, credibility, tenacity, dependability, and stewardship. The final question for this aspect is, what made Attila the Hun so barbaric? It was a rude shock to the Romans, a bolt of light. They were not prepared for the psychological warfare Attila's army would commit. Attila had his captives' limbs pulled off by the Huns, even their heads. Attila tortured people in a way that many would think isn't humanly possible. Nicknamed by the Romans, Attila was also known as the Scourge of God because of his torture methods. The next aspect that I will be focusing on is Attila and his personal life, including his family. The first question is, how did Attila's family help begin his rule? Born north of the Danube River, shortly after the Huns conquered the Alans in early 5th century AD, Attila was born into the most powerful family in the Hunnic Empire. Attila and his brother Bleda inherited the empire from their uncles, Oktar and Ruga, when Attila was just 12 years old. Did his family ever get in the way of his power? As a matter of fact, Attila murdered his brother in 445 AD in order to take the throne for himself. Besides this surprising fact, even though Attila was considered barbaric, he grew up educated and living a simple life with simple belonging. His only truly desired object was gold, and gold only. The last question we will be discussing is, what did Attila enjoy in his own time? Attila was a very superstitious person and believed in magic. He would often have magicians perform acts that protected Attila from the dark magic. The final aspect I will be discussing is Attila's downfall. What caused the decline in his or in success during Attila's rule? When the peace was broken with the Western Roman Empire, the two great empires, the Hunnic Empire and the Roman Empire, launched attacks on each other at the Battle of Catalaunian Plains. With a great loss in numbers, Attila was now forced to retreat, causing an end to the expansion of the Hunnic Empire. A topic that is still very controversial to this day is Attila's cause of death in 453 AD, the estimated date. A nosebleed caused him brain hemorrhage after a heavy feast of drinking. Although, even though it was his wedding night, many studies lead to the idea that Attila's new wife poisoned him, yet her motive is still unknown. What happened to Attila? Another question is, what happened to the Huns after Attila's death? After Attila died, only 1 year later, dynastic quarrels weakened in the Huns. They are then beaten by the Germans. Soon after, in 470 AD, the Huns retreat back into Russia and never heard of again. Many forget the Huns after Attila's rule, but there wasn't much of the Huns after Attila's death. Attila the Hun is displayed as the most ruthless military ruler of all time. However, he was a political and military genius and knew how to apply pressure perfectly to get what he wanted. Attila will never be forgotten because he introduced a way of leading in the ancient world that other people at the time would not understand and ever think would work. The sources I used to collect information on Attila the Hun were History.com, AncientBarbarians.com, and Ancient History Encyclopedia. These are reliable sources because of their recognition from others and multiple authors. Thank you, Nike, for sponsoring this video, and thank you so much for listening to the History of Barbarians podcast.